This is Senator Al Simpson. Food stamps sure are buying a lot more today than they used to. Sadly, now it's drugs. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, food stamp fraud is running amok. In fact, drug dealers stand to make over $140 million off them this year. Here's how it works. Beneficiaries trade the food coupons to the dealers for drugs, and the dealers turn right around and sell them to the grocery stores for a profit. Food stamps must not be used as a second currency to feed a vicious drug habit. They should be used to feed the children, adults, and the families they were created for. We all know how crazy gung-ho you are for a social welfare state, Ted, but if food stamps for drugs doesn't open your peepers to the total failure of some of your utopian ways, then I sure don't know what will. Leaving the system as it stands now won't do the trick. Some tough controls and less lofty prattle and bleeding-heart logic are necessary. Can you come down off your high horse and admit it's time for some real change in this program?
Al, pick on someone your own size. Sure, food stamp fraud is a problem. I'm all for seeking better ways to stop it, but we already have. A tough new federal law you didn't mention treats food stamp fraud like money laundering, with 20-year maximum prison terms and $250,000 fines. Just once, Al, I'd like to hear you complain with the same outrage about S&L frauds, or defense contractor frauds, or coal mine operators and other businesses who cheat on the safety of their workers. Food stamps is the program you right-wingers love to hate, but don't use fraud as an excuse to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Food stamps put food on the table for 20 million Americans in poverty. 98.5% of the program is fraud-free. Clean up the other 1.5%? Yes. But kill the whole program? No way, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on reforming the nation's education system. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.